The winning team of the 15th running Labatt Blue UP Pond Hockey Championship was a group of local guys known in St. Ignace as the Precision Edge Outdoor Ice Hockey Team. They squeaked out a win in the championship, winning by one goal in overtime, said team sponsor and owner of Precision Edge Outdoor Services, Kyle Brow. It was awesome. They all fought tooth and nail to make it happen. It was a blast watching those guys play. Those guys included Leonard Roundtree, Derek Roundtree, Tyler Husky, BJ Massey, Ronnie Bennett, Eddie Andrews and Eric Engel. Precision Edge provides residential and commercial snow removal and lawn care services to the entire Straits area. Its crew worked hard over the weekend to prepare for the annual event. We started clearing the bay at midnight, said Brow, who plowed approximately 12 to 15 inches of snow off Moran Bay's 25 ice rinks. I was up at 5 a.m. on Friday and didn't go to bed until 11 p.m. on Saturday. The bay's 25 rinks are 75 feet by 150 feet. Along with dozens of volunteers and city workers, Precision Edge spent 3 weeks putting up tents, ensuring proper heating, setting up the stage, measuring the ice, stacking over 600 hay bales and more. Watching the guys play made all the long hours worth it, said Brow. Volunteer Dean O'Brien agreed, crediting Brow for working all night long to ensure clear smooth ice for an even smoother event. Everybody seems to be having a good time, said O'Brien, who was busy all weekend doing everything from picking up nets to cooking to officiating. We are happy to see all the people. Thank you to everyone who helps out. The Precision Edge hockey team played 4 games in total, 1 on Friday and 2 on Saturday, to win the championship on Sunday. Brow could not have been happier winning and contributing to his town's winter tourism. We had 153 teams this year, said Brow. You are talking 5 to 7 players per team, their spouses, children, friends and family. An event like this can easily bring 4,000 to 5,000 people into this town for the weekend. According to St. Ignace Hockey Association Director and Visitors Bureau Events Manager Bridget Sorensen, the city profited around $1 million. It is our biggest event, beside the car show, said Sorensen, looking back to its first year in 2007, when 36 teams participated on 12 rinks. There were 201 competing ice hockey teams in 2015. Last year was the only year without a tournament, so Sorensen was pleased with this year's 4-day turnout. Everything's been going great, said Sorensen. We have about 1,100 hockey players and over 150 volunteers. Sorensen added that hotels were full and many nearby businesses made profit. Thursday night was the bar crawl, said Sorensen. We provided free shuttle service throughout the weekend, so nobody had to drink and drive. We run it Friday and Saturday nights also. Daniel Dean's wife is vice president of the Hockey Association. This was his first year as tournament director. This is the biggest fundraiser for the Hockey Association, said Dean, who was happy to help out this year. Jason Freer and his team, Great Lakes Bay Jets, came up from Midland on Thursday to compete. This was my first year, said Freer, who plays on a men's hockey team downstate. A couple guys from the team have been coming out for many years. We will hang out. Then, we got a couple-hour drive home. It has been a good time to see all these people out having fun. With the past couple years of pandemic, it has been fun to get out. It was not all about winning for Freer and his team, which won its first game, but fell in the second. Nonetheless, he said they would be back next year for more. Jeff Matcha and the Smokewagon team suited up with sheriff's badges over their chests to represent Tombstone, the story of a 19th-century lawman Wyatt Earp. It is law and order every time, said Matcha of Mount Pleasant. Honestly, when I stepped out on the ice I could smell the silver in this town. Ice hockey games started around noon on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, ending just before sunset. Sunday was the championship game. The city of St. Ignace gave a big shout-out to its Labatt Blue sponsor. It is also pleased to announce that typical summer events will take place, as they did prior to COVID. Check out the St. Ignace Visitors Bureau website for upcoming summer fun.